your car, your pride and joy. I'm Darian. I'm here to give you a few simple tips to help that pride and joy last a lifetime. Stay here.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Let's hear from an identity thief.
Identities are easy to catch online. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Books them every time.
Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially at home, because half of identity theft occurs by someone you think you know. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. Learn more from the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
I'm making beef sliders for my friend Sandy. Nana taught me to always pull meat off the grill early, so it's extra juicy.
Use a food thermometer to ensure ground beef is 160 degrees, or you could make people really sick. Sandy didn't think twice about the slider she ate until yoga class, when a nasty case of food poisoning turned her downward-facing dog into upward-moving lunch. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov and learn the steps Maria unwittingly leaves out. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Tell me if you've heard this one before. Warmer gasoline expands while cooler gasoline is denser. Since gasoline is priced by the gallon, buying gas when ground temperatures are cooler means more BTUs per gallon. Well, the fact is, according to Consumer Reports, the temperature of gasoline as it's being pumped from underground tanks into your vehicle changes very little, if any, during the course of the day. Any more gas you obtain is negligible. How about this myth? Fill your tank when it's half full in order to minimize gas evaporation and loss. Well, the fact is, according to API, technical changes to vehicle fuel systems have virtually eliminated fuel evaporation loss. Stay with me, we have a lot of myths to bust. If you want to learn more, please visit drivesmarterchallenge.org. Thank you for listening. With your car care tips, I'm Darian.